Well, that's it for tonight. In closing, I just want to remind you we're gathering for the weekend for the Free and Inspired Life Workshop. I can't wait. We'll have a report for you by the end of the year. We have somebody coming to just be a scribe, and we're going to see if we can come up with the best and the brightest thinking of our network to really be a blessing to all of us. Because one of the things I can tell you about the Solaria Report subscribers is we intend to live a free and inspired life and do it in a way that helps others do the same. And that's a culture that I want to be a part of. And I'm hoping that this is the first of many events that can help nurture that for all of us. November 13th, next week, we have Chuck Gibson back for our next quarterly equity overview, the Shift to Global 3.0. I keep getting questions from our wrap-ups. You know, we'll break this down. What does this look like in the equity markets? What does it mean? So Chuck and I go through the Shift to Global 3.0. We take the trends that that I outlined in the third quarter wrap-up and take a look at how they appear in the market. We talk about some of the companies and some of the sort of dynamics and trends. And it's a good one. Then we go through the different risk issues and how that informs your strategies. November 20th, Jim Norman with the oil prices crashing, and I think a real hit on Putin in the process. I wanted to revisit the oil card. That's, you know, if you look at the oil card strategies in the 90s, it was exactly, or in the 80s, it was exactly that, bring down the oil price and bust the Russians. And that's exactly what we did. So it's a perfect time to have Jim back and talk about the oil card, what's next. And then, as I said, Alan Phillips, wonderful attorney from North Carolina, is going to be with us on Thanksgiving for vaccine exemptions. And I think it's good to think ahead and make sure we know what our vaccine rights are ahead of any effort to turn up the Ebola Shrieka meter. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, until November 13th on the next quarterly equity overview, please remember, don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, you need to start one. Good night and good luck.